Okay, so we began last time. Let's have a look briefly at the Mishnah again. Ochal anovim v'te'inim v'remoinim mevarech achreim shalosh brachos. This is the famous opinion of Rabbi Gamliel, that he holds if you have any of the fruits in Yonah D'Yema, Tubishvat, if you have grapes or figs or pomegranates, then you make a bracha of Birkas Hamozen following their eating. V'chachomim oimrim, no, bracha achas me'ein shalosh, it's not Birkas Hamozen. Rabbi Kiva oimer, afilo ochal shalak v'hu mezoinoi, if that's eaten to sustain you, mevarech alav gimel brachos, hashoy semayim litzmo'oi, if you drink water out of thirst, mevarech shahakol ni bedvarei. Rabbi Tarfon oimer, no, boir nefosho yisrabois v'chesroinon, and not shahakol ni bedvarei. Says the Gemara, my time with Rabbi Gamliel, why does Rabbi Gamliel hold that you make Birkas Hamozen, you recite Birkas Hamozen, not only following bread, but even following Shiva Saminim? So he explains it comes from the Pasuk, because it says, Iksiv Eretz Chito Usoira, Oksiv Eretz Asher Loiba Miskein Ustecha Volechem, Oksiv Ochalta Vesavato Virachtos Hashem Aleikecho. So what do you see over there then? We see that the Pasuk that teaches us the principle of Birkas Hamozen, which is Ochalta Vesavato Virachto, is preceded by the whole Pasuk that mentions the Shiva Saminim. So what do I see from there? Put one and one together. Shiva Saminim is followed by Birkas Hamozen. So there it is. Whenever you have Shiva Saminim, not only Lechem, which is the middle Pasuk. Remember, there's three Pesukim over here. Pasuk number one is the Shiva Saminim. Pasuk number two is the Lechem. Pasuk number three is the Birkas Hamozen. So Rabbi Gamliel is of the opinion that Pasuk number three follows on from Pasuk number one and also two. So it's also a follow-up of Shiva Saminim. V'rabbonon, we're going a little bit quickly for the moment because we've seen this already. V'rabbonon on the third wide line, Eretz, quote-unquote, hifsik ho'inyan. The fact that it said Eretz the second time round, which was unnecessary. Why was it unnecessary? Because it had already written Eretz first time round. So the second one is l'chayra superfluous, so it's there to be mafsik. What does that mean to be mafsik? To put a big stop there, and to illustrate that the posuk number three of Birkas Hamozoin only refers back to posuk number two, but it does not go all the way back to posuk number one because the Eretz stopped it. Says the Gemara, fine. So now let's send the ball back to Rabbi Gamliel. For Rabbi Gamliel, nami Eretz hifsiko inyan. Surely Rabbi Gamliel also has to deal with this issue, that you have this second word Eretz there and you can't ignore it. It's totally superfluous because the word Eretz has already been written there once. So why must it be written again? So l'chay, the Rabbanon are right. It's mafsik. So what right do you have to say that v'chalta v'savata birachta refers you back all the way to posset number one as well of the Shiva Saminim? So he says, no, hahu, what does that mean, hahu? That particular word, Eretz, I agree it's superfluous. I agree it cannot be ignored, but I disagree what you learn from it. You, the Rabbanon, learned from it that it's there to be mafsik. I say it's not there to be mafsik. It's there to teach you a different halacha. Ahu mi boyale, it's required le meute hakoises es hachita. Somebody who chews chita. In other words, when the Torah writes that if you have lechem, you are chayav Birkas Hamozen, by adding this extra word, the Torah is teaching you that, one moment, not every eating of lechem will necessarily require Birkas Hamozen. It's only a certain type of eating. But if it is koises, as Rashi told us, koises means you chew it whilst it is not yet baked, just in its raw form, that type of eating will not require Birkas Hamozen. Now, we have to just press pause for a moment.
It's a different bracha rishona that also.
Right, could be, yeah. As we saw early on in the parak. Now, we have to make a disclaimer over here. Because you might ask a question which is a valid question, which is, how on earth do you possibly see this principle of being koises esachito hinted to in the word Eretz? Let's just translate the word Eretz. Eretz means land. What on earth has that got to do with how you eat your bread? How can that be the drosha which is extrapolated from this word when there's absolutely no hint whatsoever in the word that's what it's referring to. And the answer is, you're right, it's a drasha. It's a drasha. Nobody is suggesting that this is literal translation or even non-literal translation. It's a drasha. Just like we've seen hundreds of times, if you have a spare vav or a spare hey or a spare yud, then this teaches you the following halacha. It doesn't necessarily mean that translation of the vav is ABC. Just by virtue of the fact that the extra vav is written in the Torah, so clearly there's an extra halacha to be learned there. Now obviously, we don't make it up as we go along. There's also Masoires, this is what's supposed to be learned from this extra letter, or in this case, the extra word. So nobody is suggesting that Oretz means one type of eating your bread as opposed to a different type. We're not saying that's what it means. That is the drasha which is extrapolated from this word by virtue of the fact that it's totally superfluous otherwise.
Yeah, but Eretz also, it would have a remez to maybe the first component of bread that comes out of the earth, which is the wheat.
Okay, could be. You know, fine, okay.
There is something.
So you're bringing it back, so you're saying it's not just totally arbitrary.
Yeah,
fine.
Some connection, maybe.
See, sometimes there is a principle called im einoy inyan. What does that mean, im einoy inyan? Imagine you have a particular parasha in the Torah, which is talking about whatever subject it may be. And all of a sudden, there's an extra word or an extra letter. Fine, so all agree, we have to learn a drosha from it. Now, obviously, it's most likely that the drosha that you learn from that word or letter is something pertaining to the parasha in which that extra word or letter is to be found. But sometimes it's not possible. There are sugyas where the Gemara says, no, there is nothing to be learned, so we say, im einoy inyan. If it cannot be with regard to this inyan, then we learn a completely different inyan. So you could, in theory, have a pasuk which is written in, I don't know, the parish of Kibud Av Ve'Eim, and you learn from the Hilchot Tzedakah. What's Kibud Av Ve'Eim got to do with Tzedakah? The answer is nothing. But there's an extra word, and it seems to be there's no drosha that could be learned from it which relates to the subject in which it is to be found. So we'll say, im einoy inyan. If it's not this inyan, then apparently it's referring to something else completely. Now, once again, we don't make this up as we go along. It's all a question of Maseiros. Okay, so the bottom line is, this we all saw last time. So this is a machloikas between Rabban Gamliel and the Chachomim. Do you make Birkas HaMazon on the Shivas HaMinim, yes or no? The answer is, it all depends on how you learn the Pasuk. Everybody agrees that the word Eretz is superfluous. If Eretz is there to be mafzik, that's what the Rabbanon hold. So therefore, Bachalta V'Savata Berachta only refers back to Lechem, but not the previous Pasuk of Shivas HaMinim. Kuntra Magamliel, no, it does refer back to Shivas HaMinim, and Eretz is to teach you something else completely, the way you eat your bread, but you would still make Birkas HaMazon on Shivas HaMinim. That's what we saw last time. Now we also saw in Tosfos says that here the reason why Reb Akiva, who was the third opinion, remember he says, if you eat your sholok, which is mezoino, you would make Birkas HaMazon, even though it's not bread, and it's not Shivas HaMinim. So it's a chidush, it's true. Others disagree, but even according to Reb Akiva, it's only because you are eating it as a kvius mezoin. It's not just a snack. That's what we saw last time. So let's now continue in the Gemara on the fourth medium line. Omar Rabbi Yaakov Ba'ida, Omar Rabbi Chanina. Kol shehu mechameshes haminin. Anything which is from the five species which we've discussed in the past. Wheat. What are the five species? Wheat, barley, spelt, rye, and oats. So anything that comes from those chameshes haminim, they're considered to be the five main grains. B'tchila mevarech alav b'yirim ne'im ha'zaynes. Ula b'soif brocha achas me'ein sholish. And at the end, you make the brocha achas me'ein sholish. Says Rashi. Chameshes haminim kulam min dogon. They are all various species of grain. What are they? Chitin, usairin, v'kusmin, v'shiboy leshuel, v'shifin. That's wheat, barley, oats, spelt, and rye. Kusmin is a min chito, it's a type of wheat. Shiboyles shual v'shifoin is a min soira, it's a type of barley. So it's either the regular barley or the regular wheat or variations thereof. Mavarech olav boir minim ezoinah, says Rashi, im osoy tavshil. If you made them into a tavshil, so you made some sort of wheat or barley or rye or spelt or oats tavshil, then the bracha rishayna will be boir minim ezoinah, and the bracha achrayna will be a bracha achas me'en sholesh. Omar Rababar Mari, Omar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, kol shehu mishivas haminim, b'tchila mevorech boir pri ha'etz. Negev for today. Anybody's going to have a Tu B'Shvat party, should make a boir pri ha'etz on shivas haminim as well. Ula b'soif, which bracha do you make at the end? Bracha achas me'ein shalosh. So whose opinion is Rabbi Shimon Levi following? The Chachamim. Because according to Rabbi Gamliel, if you had Shivas Aminim, you would not say Bracha Chachamim Shalosh, rather you would say Birkas Hamazon. Says Rashi, Kol Shehu Mizayin Haminim Mish.
Is that for grape, like wine also, Rabbi Gamliel? You said you bench.
Mm-hmm. So how would if, that... One thing, if you have the fruits.
Not wine.
Not if you have the extract. Don't think. We'll see in Tosis in a second, actually. We'll see in Tosis. Let's look at Tosis. But 1 second, which is what Rashi to do. Kol shumi zayin haminim, mishar zayin haminim, ho amurim beposuk. From the other zayin minim, Rashi is obviously bothered by how can you say that the halacha applies to shivas haminim, but two of them, achita and soira, we just discussed that. So Rashi says, obviously it means zayin haminim, means the other five, the fruit part of the shivas haminim. Ve'enoi min dogon, those that are not a type of grain. If they're a type of grain, meaning the chita or soira, then we've already discussed it. That's boir minim ezoinus and bracha achas me'en sholosh. That's not boir pri ha'etz. Boir pri ha'etz is said on the other members of the shivas haminim. Now, says the Gemara, my niu bracha achas me'en sholosh. We've mentioned the bracha achas me'en shalosh in many, many, many cases, but we've never actually discussed what that bracha is. What do you say? Says the Gemara, Amalei Abaye l'Rav Dimi Mai Niu bracha achas me'en shalosh. What exactly is this much discussed bracha achas me'en shalosh? Amalei. So, Rav Dimi responded to Abaye, and he said, Aperi de eitz. If you have fruits of the tree, as opposed to fruits of the ground, that's probably priho adoma. If you're dealing with priho eitz, then you say, quote unquote, al ho eitz, va'al priho eitz. Val tnuva sasode, what's tnuva, the produce of the land. Val eretz chemda, you're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the choice land, toiva or rechova, wide, expansive. Shein chal tel aviseinu, which you have bequeathed to our forefathers. Lechol mipirya, to eat from its fruits. Velizboya mituva, and to be satisfied from its goodness. Rachem Hashem aleikeinu al Yisrael amecho, val Yerushalayim yirecho. Val mikdoshecho. Val mizbachacho, mizbachacho, v'tivne Yerushalayim. This is not exactly the nusach that we have in our Siddurim, but it's fairly similar. V'tivne Yerushalayim, irkotshech, m'herav yomeinu. And you should build Yerushalayim, your holy city, speedily nowadays. V'aleinu l'soich, and you should bring us up into it. V'samchenu bo, ki ato toiv u'meitiv lakoil. Because you are the one who is good and does good unto others. Says Rashi, Apri de eitz, alo eitz, vapri ho eitz, valar eschem lo tev rechova, atarvayu koi, kula atsoifa. What does it mean, atarvayu koi? It is referring back to both. Both what?
The Hamisha Samir and the Shiva Samir.
Right, that's what you're saying. Right, 100%. This whole Lashon is referring back to both cases of Brocha Achas Me'en Sholosh. Now, the Brocha Achas Me'en Sholosh, as its name indicates, is an abridged version of the entire Brichas HaMozon. The Brichas HaMozon, we need to know the first three brachas are Min HaTorah. We learn them out from Pesukim. The first bracha talks about the fact that we have food, Hazona Es HaKoil. The second bracha is the bracha of Hoido'o, of thanksgiving, where we mention Torah and Eretz Yisrael and Bris. That's why there's a discussion in Bechlal, maybe Noshim are not Chayiv in Brichas HaMozon, at least not Min HaTorah, because they don't have a portion of Eretz Yisrael, they don't have a mitzvah of Bris Milah. But that's the content of the second bracha. It's the bracha of Hoido'o, specific thanksgiving. That's why it's called Noide Lecha. That's where we add Al HaNisim, a month from today, Purim, and on Hanukkah. And then the third bracha is the bracha of Yerushalayim. We mentioned the Beis HaMikdash and the Mizbeach in Yerushalayim. The fourth bracha is altogether different. That's the bracha of HaTov HaMeitiv, which was a later addition by Chazal, after the whole story of Harugei Beita, and that is definitely only Derabbanan. Now, we would have a number of very interesting shilas, for example. Imagine a person ate a bread-based meal, for example, and he cannot remember whether he did or didn't bench. So, because Birkas HaMozon is a do'iraisa, so we apply the famous rule, sofik do'iraisa l'chumra, you have to bench again. So the question would become, fine, that's all fine and well with regard to the first three brachas. But the fourth bracha, we just said, is only a drabonon. So maybe the fourth bracha you should not say because sofik drabonon lekula. Lemaisa, we paskin not that way. We paskin that once you have to bench in its entirety, including the fourth bracha as well, because otherwise it's considered a bizoyan to the fourth bracha.
So that means you could stop Leol Malay Chasrena?
You can always stop after Leol Malay Chasrena. All the additions after Zerachman Yimrei Chaleinu Leilam Vayeh, those are just further tefillahs, Me'ikra didn't stop part of benching, Ki Yodua, the Vilna Goyen, did stop after Leilam Malech HaStreinu, and many people have that practice, to stop after Leilam Malech HaStreinu. So we do, it's a whole discussion on Shabbos. On Shabbos, some ask the question, how can you possibly say, HaRachman, Hu Yimrei Chaleinu Vayeh, Zerachman Yisbarach, etc., etc. Those are all bakoshes, and we don't do bakoshes on Shabbos. That is a discussion. Bottom line is, if your custom is to bench fully, then obviously you should do so. But there is that clear distinction between the first three brachas, which are deraisa, and the second, which is derabbanan. Now, there is another very important principle, and I think sometimes this is slightly misunderstood. What would be, for example, if on Shabbos, Friday night, you have to say ritzei in benching, and you forgot? And you sailed on merrily, and you're in the middle of fourth bracha, and you suddenly realize, oh no, I've forgotten to say Ritzei. So on Friday night, you had to have a meal, and you have to say Ritzei, therefore that part is critical, and you have to repeat. What exactly do you have to repeat? Where do you go back to? So the halacha is you have to go back, all the way back to the beginning of benching. Now, why do you have to go back to the beginning of the benching? The first bracha was fine, the second bracha was fine. The third one of Yerushalayim, that's where we put in the Ritzei, that's where I made my mistake. So why do I have to repeat the whole of benching? And the answer is, because all three brachas of benching, meaning the first three, are considered to be like one solitary unit. This is the same, by the way, as the first three brachas in Shmoyna Esra. So again, this is slightly misunderstood, for example. Imagine you're in the middle of Atah Kodesh, which is the third bracha. And all of a sudden you remembered you made a mistake in the second bracha with regard to Mashavah Ruach or Moed Atol in a type of case where you have to go back. You have to go back to the beginning of davening. Why would you have to do that? Why can't you merely go back to the beginning of the second bracha, which is where you made your mistake? And the answer is once again, because the first three brachas are all considered to be one. So why do I say it's slightly misunderstood? It's slightly misunderstood because sometimes the understanding, which is really a misunderstanding, is, do you know why I have to repeat Shmoyna Esra? Because it's such a severe mistake that you have to start all over again. That's not the explanation. It's not because of the severity of the mistake. Essentially, if your mistake was in the second bracha, you have to repeat your second bracha. It's just that the second bracha cannot be divorced from the first, so we have to repeat both. But it's not because it's a more severe mistake. That's not why you have to repeat all of Shemoneh Esrei. I'll call Ponim Va'ofen, so the same true is over here, the same is true over here as well, with regard to Brichas and Mazon. The first three brachas are all considered one. Now, what would be the Nafkamina? The Nafkamina would be, imagine you missed out in the fourth bracha of Atev Amitiv, a part which is Le'ikuva, the main body of the bracha. So do you have to repeat that bracha? Yes, you do. But you do not have to repeat all the benching. Because you certainly can't say that the fourth bracha is one with the first three. It's not. It's separate for the first three. And in fact, that's why we say Amen, even to our own bracha, after Bnei Berachim Yerushalayim. Normally you don't say Amen to your own bracha. Not allowed. But over here, that's our minig. Why? In order to clearly delineate the two parts of benching. Bnei Berachim Yerushalayim, Amen, that's it. Ad Kan, part one. Until here is Deraisa. From now on in is only the Rabbanon. Now that, by the way, would be true. Imagine you benched, and I think to myself, one second, I know I was in a rush, and I definitely said the first three brochas, but I can't remember whether I said the fourth brocha. I definitely said Azonis HaKoyl, Alamozoin, Ben Yerushalayim, I definitely said those brochas, but I can't remember if I said Atev Amitiv. Sofik, what would be the loch in that case? You don't have to say again, because that's a Sofik Drabonon. That's a Sofik Drabonon. Firstly, the Sofik Deraisa. So, back to our story. The Brocha Achas Me'ein Shalosh is an abridged version of the Brichas Tamozin. That's why it's called the Brocha Achas. It is, after all, just one Brocha, but it's Me'ein Shalosh. It's like three. So, look back into the Gemara. We see all the contents of the Brichas Tamozin are right there. Firstly, you start off and you say Alo Eitz, Val Prio Eitz. You talk about the actual food. So that's like Hazonis HaKoyel. Then you talk about the Oretz. Oretz, Chamda Teva, Rechava, Shinchal, Tel Aviseinu, etc., etc. That's the second bracha of Noida Lechal. And then you move on to Rachem Hashem Elekeinu, Al Yisrael Amecho, Val Yerushalayim Yirecho. Where over there, that is the brief summary of the third bracha. So you have in all the In the whole of Birkas Hamazon is briefly summed up in the Brocha Achas Me'ein Shalosh. Fine. Says the Gemara. Alamichyo. Sorry. Lekoil. The Chameshes Aminim, excuse me. If you ate the Chameshes Aminim, then you say Alamichyo, Valakalkola, Val Tnuma Sasada, etc., 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 etc. As Rashi pointed out, it's the same Nusach from there on in. V'choisem ala oretz v'ala michyo. When you are choisem, what does that mean, you are choisem? When you have the chasima, the stamp, which is always at the end. When you finish the bracha, then how do you finish it? Ala oretz v'ala michyo. I thank Hashem for the land and also for the sustenance. There is a discussion about the next few words. If you see, there is a base. The Vilna Goy wants to take out some of it. Michtim b'may chosim. What does that mean? Michtim b'may chosim. How is the actual eventual end of the bracha? We said v'choseim ala oretz v'ala michyo. Say that those are just two or three of the words. But what is the overall chasina? Michtim, when you want to be chos, you want to stamp, you want to finish off, how do you do so? So now there's a question about the next few words. Rav Dimi Omarav Chosim Berosh Chodesh. The way that he used to be chosim on Rosh Chodesh was, he used to say, Borech Mekadesh, Baruch Mekadesh Yisrael V'Roshei Chodoshim. So you'd make specific reference to that particular day, which was Rosh Chodesh. But Hocha Mai. What does that mean, Hocha Mai? What's the question? So look at Rashi. Rashi explains the question. Rav Chosim Barash Chodesh. Afal Gav De Damya Letarti. Literally translated is, it's like two. Why is it like two? So let's look at the next Rashi, you'll see. Hochamai. Mi machte minon betarati. Do we also finish off basically with two separate components? Kahai Gavna, similarly. Kagoin al ha'oretz. The al ha'peiros. That's tarati. At least it sounds like tarati. I'm thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Oretz and also for the Peiros. V'loi havya chasima b'shtayim mamish. It's not really two chasimois. You can't have two chasimois. It's not really two chasimois. Why is it not shtei chasimois mamish? Because it's not two unrelated topics. So look, go back now into the Gemara. What did Rav do? Rav used to be chosim his brachas in Rosh Chodesh, and he said, Baruch Mekadesh Yisrael ve Rosh Chodoshim. So that sounds like two. Why does it sound like two? Because you're mentioning Klal Yisrael, you're also mentioning Rosh Chodesh. But apparently that was legitimate. That's not considered unrelated. By the way, why is it not unrelated? Because Klal Yisrael are the ones who are kuvea when the Rosh Chodesh is. 100% dependent on when Klal Yisrael decide it's going to be Rosh Chodesh. It's yours. You decide. Even in the event that Beis Din made a mistake, it still takes effect. So therefore, it's like Tarity, but it's not really Tarity. So the question is, okay, that's on Rosh Chodesh. Those two topics are considered similar enough. So what about when you're finishing and you say Ala Oretz Va'ala Michyo? Is that considered okay, or is not considered okay? That's the shayla. Is that considered like tarity, or is not considered like tarity? So as Rashi explained, it's not tarity mamish. It's not really tarity. If it would be really tarity, you wouldn't be allowed to do it. But maybe there's a similar enough, like Mekadosh Yisrov Rosh Chodoshim. So Hochamai, what would you do? So Rav Chista Omar al ha'oretz va'al peiroi seh ha. Rav Yechon Omar al ha'oretz va'al ha'peiroi. So one opinion says on the land and on its fruit. And the other opinion says on the land and the fruit. Its fruit or the fruit? Big machloikas. So there's a Gemara, no, there's no machloikas. Omer of Ami, Verloi, Pligi. There's no machlaikas between the two. Ha'olam, Vaholahu. What does that mean, Ha'olam, Vaholahu? This is for us, and that's for them. Who's us, who's them?
Us is Bavel.
Bavel, as in Talmud Bavli, and them. Eretz Yisrael. What does that mean? Says Rashi. Ha'olam v'ha'olahu. Rav Chista, who was the one who said Halo Oretz v'al peiroseho mi Bavel. He was from Bavel. Uba Bavel chasmi, the way you would be chais and the way you'd finish off is you would say Al ha'aretz v'al peiroseho. Why that should be, we'll see in a moment. V'Reb Yochanan, however, he was the one who said Al ha'aretz v'al ha'peiros me'aretz Yisrael. Reb Yochanan was from Eretz Yisrael. V'ha'sam chasmi al ha'peiros, quote unquote. So when we have one opinion saying Al peiroseho and one saying Al ha'peiros, it's not a machlokes, it just depends where you are in the world. If you're in Bavel, you say Al peiroseho. And if you're in Eretz Yisrael, you say Al ha'peiros. Does that make sense? Says the Gemara, Maskif lo Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok. So Rav Nachman bar Yitzchok asks the Kasha, Inhu ochli va'anan mevorchin? Question mark. Literally translated. Does it make sense that they are eating, and we are making a bracha? So what does that mean? What was the question? So look at Rashi, the bottom line. Bottom of Rashi. Va'anan mevarachin on question mark. Al peiroi seho. We just said, who are the ones who say Al Peiroi Seho in Bavel? So, Al Peiroi Seho a Eretz Yisrael Lechuda Ka'i. It's referring to Eretz Yisrael. Al Peiroi Seho means its fruit, meaning Eretz Yisrael's fruit. Va'anan loy ochlinon minayhu. Umavarachim alayhu. We, who's we, again, in Bavel, are not eating from them.
We're making a bracha on them.
And yet, umavarachim alayhu? Question mark. Does that make any sense? How on earth can you make a bracha on an orange, which is from Bavel, and say, I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the land and its peiros? Which peiros? Obviously, that's referring to Eretz Yisrael. So why are you thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the peiros of Eretz Yisrael when you just went and ate an orange from Bavel? And that's what the Gemara means when it says, Inhu ochli. They are eating. Who's they? In Eretz Yisrael, they're eating Eretz Yisrael's fruits. What? V'anan mevarachim? But we're the ones making the broch on Eretz Yisrael's fruits. It makes no sense. Hello, Epoch. You're right. Just turn it around. Total mistake. The correct text should be as follows. Rav Chista omar al-oretz v'al ha-peiros. Rav Yechanan omar al-oretz v'al peiroseh. Again, where did Rav Chista live?
Bavel.
In Bavel. So he said al-oretz v'al ha-peiros. Where did Rav Yechanan live? In Eretz Yisrael. So he's the one who can say al-oretz v'al peiroseh. But to say about Eretz Yisrael, when you're in Bavel, its fruit, when you didn't eat its fruit. So if I say Al Oretz v'al ha'peiros, what do I mean by that then in Bavel? I'm thanking for the land, Eretz Yisrael, and for the fruit. Which fruit? No, there'd be peiroseh from Bavel. Because I'm not going to thank for the fruits of Eretz Yisrael when I never ate them. Whereas in Eretz Yisrael, you thank for the land and also its fruits, which is precisely what I just went and ate. Right, okay. So let's stop over here with regard to the Gemara. So let's look now at Tosis. Second last Tosis. Aloheitz vel priyoheitz. Aval, this is the question you asked before with regard to wine. Aval al ha yayin Mevorchin al ha-gefen v'al pri ha-gefen. Even though on grapes you would say al ha-eitz v'al pri ha-eitz, but on wine you say al ha-gefen v'al pri ha-gefen. Why'd you do that? De kiven de yayin koiveya brocha la'atzmoi. Seeing as wine establishes its own private brocha. Why? Mishum chavivuse, because of its chavivus, its special standard. And that's why wine deserves its own brocha. Essentially, what is wine? It's fruit juice. And all other fruit juice, you don't say bore prayer gofen, you don't even say its own brocha. To the contrary, it's a downgrade. It's considered a downgrade. You say shahakol. When it comes to yayin, it has its own brocha. Why? Because of its chavivas, because it's considered very choshev, its prominence. Hu hadin. Therefore, exactly the same is true also la'acharov, after the brocha as well. Not only after the eating, not only prior to drinking the wine, is there a special, unique brocha to wine. Not only that, but even after I've drunk the wine, there also, it has its own personal bracha. What is that own personal bracha? Rather than saying alo eitz va prio eitz, you say al ha-gefen va prio ha-gefen. So this chavivus, which upgraded the bracha beforehand, also upgrades, or at least gives us a special, unique bracha la'acharov as well. That's with regard to the bracha rishayna. Ubechasima. And what about the close? How do you close the bracha? Says Tosis, it seems to be difference in Hogim. Yeish shechoismin al ha'aretz va'al ha'peirois. Yeish shechoismin al ha'gefen va'al pri ha'gefen. So, everybody agrees, as we said before, that the brocha la'acharov also is different. You don't say ala eitz va'prio eitz, you say ala gefen va'prio gefen. But what about the chasima of the brocha achreina? That's a machlekes. Some say that you would say ala oretz v'ala peiros, because at the end of the day it is a fruit. And some say that no, because at the end of the day we're dealing with yayin, which always has its unique status. Therefore, that carries through right until the end. You do not finish al ha'etz val pri ha'etz. Rather, you say al gefen val pri ha'gefen. By the way, in Eretz Yisrael, some of the nusach val pri gafno, just like al peiro seho.
It's interesting because I bought grape juice last year, and on the box it said the grapes come from chutz la'aretz, so don't say gafno.
Ah, interesting. Okay, yep. Says Toises Miyom. However, lechoira mashma de ein tzorich leshanois hachasima. He just now told you that yesh who do this and yesh who do that. Do you change the chasima from aloretz Valapeiros to alagefen valpriagofen? Says Tosis, lechoira, it would seem that the ein tzarech leshanois achasima, that you do not need to change the chasima, and you'd keep it standard, uniform. Sheharei ein onu meshanin rak loimar pri hagefen b'mokoim pri ha'etz. That's in the first part of the bracha. Aval ba'alma heicha deloy mevarchinon al ha'etz elo bistoma al ha'oretz va'al ha'peirois is b'yayin nami ein l'shanois. So what's Tosis telling me? What's Tosis chiddush over here? Aval ba'al mehech de loy mevarchinon al ha'etz Ela bistoma al ha'oretz v'al ha'peiris v'yayinam yein shanis. What is this chiddush over here? L'chay remashma de'ein tzorich l'shanis ha'chasima. Why? Shaharei ein onu meshanin rak loyma priagofen. B'mkoyim priyoetz. The only change that we institute is priagefen instead of priyoetz. Avol ba'al ma'heicha de'loy mevorchino on al ho'etz. Elo bistoma al ha'oretz v'al ha'peiros b'yayinam ye'el ha'shanis. I'm not really understanding Tosfos Chiddush over here.
With eights,
yep,
that you're making a bracha solely on an eights, that's by itself, okay, but in the case of where you're having a fruit, then you would say all arts fall eights, all arts fall peiros, and the same thing would apply with respect to the wine. In fact, you wouldn't change the bracha simply because of the fact it's similar to that of
having. So one thing. So which part? So which part of the bracha are we referring to? If you look in the siddur, at the end you say, Kiyato Hashem, you're talking mitzvah al arts fall amichyo or al agavram, Baruch Ato Hashem. So which part of the chasima are we referring to? The first part or the second part or both? I've got a feeling that we're referring to over here. Tosis began with the first part. Tosis, Yesh shechois min al oretz v'la peiris, v'yesh shechois min al gefen v'al pri agefen.
Then it moved to the second part.
And then, miu lechayra mashma dein tzorch l'shanes ha'chasima. She'en l'mshan rak l'yom pri agafim ha'kipri agafim. I have to look at this toaster thing. There's something not clear to me over here. Okay, you know what, let's hold it over here. Hopefully you'll have clarity by tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll reconvene again. I'm sorry about the change of arrangement this week. I want to look at the end of this. There's a point in here that's not clear to me at the moment.